everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. So I wanted to take the time to share a portion of my life here, that something that I have not spoken about, because this is hitting me today. As you can see, or hear in my voice, and I am always honest with my own experiences, and hope I am with my experiences. I hope to, in my honesty, I hope to give you understanding or bring hope and light into your own experiences in life, and of course your ascension cycle. So, wow. I am feeling breast tenderness. I mean, this is tenderness. No, it's painful. It has been very painful. And that's not why I'm crying. It's my breast area is just very painful. It's been keeping me up at night. And so I am having that experience. And so I wanted to, because it's been brought to my awareness today, share this story with you. I have always been well endowed. And it's something that I have not liked about me. Because it has always brought me great pain. The opposite sex has always looked at me. Of course, your appearance is the first thing that makes people see you or judge you by. You are seen by how you look. And I had already been molested as a child, of course, by the time I was six, before I, of course, was even physically developed. And then having matured, my period started by the time I was nine. My breasts were already there. I was already very large in that area. By that time, I developed early, and I received even more negative attraction by the opposite sex, but also by even the same sex being judged and labeled because of my physical appearance. Wow, I didn't think this was going to be this difficult. It is 10 o'clock in my location. And so I have hated, I have disliked my appearance all of my life because of the attraction that I would get from either opposite or same sex. The judgment, the eyes, you know, the looks that I would get. And I would always feel as if I was liked because of how endowed, or I was hated because of how endowed. And it's contributed to who I became in my life. So after my auto accident, well, you know, all my life I've wanted to cover up myself because of my appearance. wearing over clothes that are too big, being more I can't even think of the word, modest in my clothing. And then sometimes, I got to the point of, well, I feel very beautiful. And then I try wearing something a little more form-fitting. And of course, I would get a negative response. Or not a negative response, I would receive more attention. And I didn't know how to deal with that attention. So I would stop. So it was, hit and miss, or I felt as if I couldn't win. I would be judged for covering up, and then of course judged for not covering up. It was crazy. So of course that also contributed to lots of my mental state, of course, emotional state, and a physical appearance. So whether or not I was, my weight has always fluctuated throughout my lifetime. And of course, that is our appearance fluctuates weight-wise, depending on, of course, our own personal ascension cycle in general. So keep that in mind as well. And so after my auto accident, I was probably about 150, 140, 150 pounds. And I think I was, who knows, I was very large still at that point. And of course, my back was hurt, my neck and shoulders were hurt in my accident. And when I heard from one doctor that I had extremely large breasts, and perhaps a breast reduction would assist my back issues from the car accident. Oh, my mind. I was like, oh, yes, I can get rid of something. I can try to get rid of this hump, these humps that I've detested all of my life. And what killed two birds with one stone, get rid of my back issues. Which of course was false, and then get have smaller breasts and not be looked at for these things. Well, I eventually was able to get a reduction. I think after a year, and I really only decided to have this reduction because I was in a depressed state to begin with. I remember laying in bed. I had a miscarriage and got the phone call because I had been denied a couple of times previously through insurance, that is, for my reduction, and I got the call. I guess it was the third time from my doctor's office saying they finally got the approval. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. But I wasn't in the proper mindset at that very moment because I was depressed and I was upset. And I didn't think about it properly again. And I'm not sure I would have made the decision had I not been so depressed about what had just recently happened. I wanted to. I also grew up a few times cutting myself. Every time that I would go through something that brought me anguish or abused, I would abuse myself physically and cut my arms and hurt myself, preferably over hurting other people. So, I ended up having a reduction, and it's been one of the worst decisions of my life. That's something that here I am, of course, going through again. Healing myself through that. And I have scars. Scars that hurt all the time. And I am not I don't feel as if it was a very successful reduction. And of course, not of course, like you guys would know, but I am still large breasted. I am still large in the area here. Of course, when I lose weight, lots and lots of weight, my breasts, of course, go down. And women, you know how this is, where we lose our breast area. The breast is the first area to gain weight and lose weight. I am here today now. I feel all of after my reduction, I have felt like a monster, even after the reduction, because of the scars and the appearance of it. So I got the reduction, but you know, and the reduction, if you're going through insurance, just takes care of reduction. They, I guess, depending on the doctor you go to, mine chose not to really make me look like a supermodel, if you will, just took care of the procedure. And so many times when I am looking in my appearance, I see someone who is like a Frankenstein, if you will. So I judge myself now even more so, I think, than when I was actually very large. And so now here I am. Past few days, I have been dealing with this excruciating pain. It reminds me of, and again, I think I mentioned this in one of my other videos where I was having some breast issues as well. Lots of itching and that cool tingling burning, but I don't know, I can't remember if I had pain and swelling in the breast area before, but I am now. So they're more fuller, as if I am producing milk. So a woman engorged when she has a child, when a woman has a child, and if you, of course, you are a woman and has a child or had one, you know what I'm talking about. You if you don't pump or feed your child, it becomes engorged with milk, and it becomes very, very painful. That's what it feels like, especially at night. So, I just wanted to share that portion of my journey and really let you guys hear my honesty about my own imperfections. And hopefully, that you can be honest with lots of imperfections within your own life. And it's not that you have to tell people. That's not what honesty is about. Honesty to yourself about whether the harm that you have caused yourself. Because every single thing that we do in our life, our thoughts, our emotions, our speech, our actions, is a form, an attack, if you will, or the opposite. It's either we are hating ourselves or loving ourselves with everything that we do. Even though it affects other people, we're doing ourselves the most harm. And when we are honest about it, when our mind and our heart actually knows and forgives ourselves, we're able to move on from that. So here I am at this level. When we are really reaching, you know, ma originally man and woman were designed as one unit. That's what this is about. Man and woman being unified as one source, because that is what God is. Both man and woman, both husband and wife, both God and Goddess as one. So we go to this original time where God is this one unit of Adam. Adam, or you know, originally being designed as man and woman, unified, was able to, or could procreate as is. No need for an opposite. But because of the division of it, you have a woman here in this 3D reality of Earth, and a man separate who can unify themselves in the sexual act to procreate. Now, we are always trying to get back to the original design and perfection. And in doing so, you're going to have to come to terms or understand what milk and honey is. So, the endocrine system, your pineal and pituitary glands produce lots of hormones in our body. The thymus gland is a huge area that attaches to or a part of why a woman can produce milk. And that is a more, even though women are well endowed in the breast area, it is actually a masculine trait. Hard to comprehend it because we have been so divided in this reality to assume or mark women as the one who has breast. Because we have to really get back to a pure state of mind, a pure heart, in order to truly understand. And that's why in this reality we have men who create themselves to be woman, or women who create themselves to be man, because they are attempting to become unified, but because their mental state and their emotional state are still at an imbalance, they harm themselves and create something in this 3D reality. The Bible talks about not serving two masters. You cannot serve two masters. And if you are focused on the 3D reality more than the kingdom, which means that if you are really focused on having a perfect life and experience on this earth, okay, you're going to try to make a good home, good career, good family, making yourself completely beautiful, whatever it is. If your focus is more here than there, you're serving one master over the other. We, in order to enter the kingdom of God and truly become unified, love and spirit must be our number one choice. We can't work both ways. We can't keep hopping back and forth between realities. You have to bring down higher energies, which is love, in order to attain and reach the kingdom and become unified and become your godlike self. So if you're searching for love in this reality because you can't stand to be alone, you're not dealing with your thoughts and emotions that are going in your mind and your heart, your focus is off. If you're so focused on creating abundance in your life, you know, wealth, your imbalance is off. If you focus on one thing, love, true love, it's going to bring you to the kingdom. It's really tricky, or it's not believable to actually think that you can become unified by only thinking a spirit. But that's what you have to do. You can't think of anything in this reality. You know, so like, I wanted to have a perfect marriage, of course, in my life. I wanted to create wealth in my life, to be able to buy and go and do anything in my life. So I learned how to manifest. But my heart told me something was off. My heart told me, not my mind. My mind was trying to destroy the truth by telling me, no, you have to have somebody perfect who's going to treat you better, blah, 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 blah. No, you have to have money in order to find peace in this reality and be able to have freedom, blah, 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 blah. No. Love, God's love. God promises you that when you choose spirit, you choose God, spirit, and Christ, all things will be handed to you. And of course, our mind, the human mind, thinks, okay, once I have God and attain unity or connect with Christ and love, I am going to have a riches. God doesn't promise you riches of this earth. He promises you riches of the kingdom of heaven. God, I said he, but God is all. So going back to breast or milk, you know, the purpose of the milk is to feed, especially in this reality. The milk is what feeds the child. Every single thing milk contains every single thing that the child or the baby needs. It nourishes the baby. It nourishes life. And although Eve, her name, Chaya, means life. Again, the breast area is a part of that masculine energy. Although it may seem that it's feminine. But it is still feminine. It's the masculine and feminine united as one. And so I just wanted to share this with you. My story. My emotions. My experience. And my past experience that has gotten me here today. And, you know, because God says that he will... Or the Bible mentions the land that's flowing with milk and honey. This is, of course, a part of the pituitary and the pineal gland. So both of these are male and female, or husband and wife, father and mother, energies of a higher portion, depending on where you currently are. Now, we're always, no matter what level we are at, we work with some portion of the crown area or pineal and pituitary. No matter what, but depending on where you currently are and to your level of understanding, you reach the higher portion of the tree of life, which is the Holy Trinity. And this is what 3, 6, and 9 is about. And incorporating all of those together or unifying oneself through the 3, 6, and 9. And so I... We'll make another video. I had actually meant to do an energetic update type or what we're going through here energetically. But since I'm going through this experience, I wanted to first share my story in it and hopefully make some sense in the next video or in portions of my other videos. So I'm going to leave it at this today. And I hope you guys have great appreciation for this video. And all of my videos. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.